thank you for downloading the More or Less podcast with me, Kate Lamble. We're the show which explores the numbers which govern life, the universe, and everything. And today, we're focusing on the universe. You might have heard of the three-body problem, a new Netflix show from the makers of Game of Thrones, based on the hugely successful sci-fi novel by Chinese author Liu Cixin.
They are coming, and there's nothing you can do to stop them.
But if you've studied physics, the three-body problem brings to mind something else entirely. It's a classic issue in astrophysics, where scientists often want to predict the paths and orbits of groups of celestial bodies, like stars, planets, or moons. And it's that concept which forms part of the premise of the new Netflix show. The plot is, well, complicated. And at More or Less, we are dedicated to remaining spoiler-free, but it's not giving too much away to say the three-body problem is at the centre of everything. This is how it's explained in one promotional clip.
If our planet revolves around one of the suns in a stable orbit, that's a stable era. However, if one of the other suns snatches our planet away, we wander through the gravitational fields of all three suns. That's a chaotic era.
Essentially, there's an alien planet which flips between periods of stable climate and apocalyptic weather as it unpredictably and erratically moves close to or far from three stars. So there's a literal three-body problem for the aliens to solve. Well, technically it's four, but what's an extra body between friends? Enough science fiction, though. To learn the science facts, I spoke to Dr. Annalisa Vaari, who studies mathematics and astronomy at the University of Edinburgh in Scotland. And we started with the building blocks, two-body problems.
This is the problem of determining the position and the velocities of two bodies that can be stars or planets in astronomical terms, starting from their initial condition at any point in time. So we know that at a certain moment we have a specification of position and velocities, and we want to compute their orbit as resulting from the gravitational interaction between these two bodies.
So basically how the Earth and the Moon will move.
Yes, under their mutual gravitational interaction. So you can do this really pen and paper.
A series of equations were developed hundreds of years ago to solve how two bodies will move around the centre of mass for millions of years. Add just one more celestial body and you've got a three-body problem. In reality, the Earth and the Moon aren't just sitting there in a void in space on their own.
Indeed.
There's other things just in our solar system. There's the sun, there's seven other planets, asteroids, moons, Pluto, whatever we decide that is. How much more complicated does it get when you add those other factors in?
Significantly more. So the moment in which you step up from two and we even consider the three-body problem, things are getting complicated to the point that in some special cases, we can still have an analytical solution, so something that we can compute pen and paper. And this are relying on particular simplification or restriction, as we call it. But if you want to consider the fully general statement, even just at the level of the three-body problem, we don't have a general solution for it. And certainly it's not something that can be achieved analytically or pen and paper.
When we're making these predictions there of how these things are going to move, I mean, surely we still know how the Earth and the Moon and the Sun are going to move around each other by next week, for example. We're not going to be totally surprised by what happens next month. Can we still make short-term predictions, or is this a long-term problem?
Very good. So this is the essence of the problem in some sense. We do have the ability to make computation that are on short timescale, as you said. The concerning element is on the long-term predictability of the behavior, meaning that we don't know whether a certain configuration will remain stable on certain timescale or will change dramatically, for example, by ejecting one of the body or by flipping the orbital plane or doing other violent event that can have really a very signature of instability in that sense.
Changing the starting configuration of a solar system, even very slightly, will result in a radically different outcome further down the line. And we're not just talking about a few metres of difference. Simulations of the future of our solar system find a small chance of Mercury either colliding with the Sun or being flung into Venus. Why is it so much harder to predict things over a longer time period rather than shorter ones? Is it just that we've got so many more things to think about?
Is actually the effect of the build-up of this tiny variation over a long period of time. So there is an exponential divergence in the behavior of dissolution that corresponds to the orbit of these different objects or stars or planet that as a function of time becomes significant because of that exponential nature.
Now, when we talk about a long time, astronomers, in my experience, have a different understanding of what a long time is to me. Are we talking about someone's lifetime, centuries, or like hundreds of millions of years?
So just to be specific about computation concerning the stability of our solar system, we know now for a good degree of accuracy that 60 million years is the time scale for which we can claim that we have a stable solution to our solar system.
So we're okay for the next 60 million years, we can relax.
Correct.
Let's move then from our solar system to a fictional universe and the three-body problem, the books and the TV show. There it describes a system with three stars. Is that something that we see in the universe?
Actually, yes, and it's incredible to realise that the closest star or stellar system to us, Alpha Centauri, is actually a triple system, so it has three stars.
The show and the books, they depict this planet which goes through rapid changes of climates as they move its position around their stars quite quickly in this unpredictable manner. And yet here, in real life, we're talking about a predictability over thousands of years and an unpredictability over possibly tens of millions. Is what's described in this book, that short-term unpredictability, possible?
Not really. Mostly because we still have good enough computers and good enough numerical algorithm, the possibility of computing on short time scale, the position and the velocity of all the bodies, in particular, in this case, three stars, to a high degree of reliability. So there is this distinction between being able to make a prediction on short time scale versus long time scale. There might be a catch if the system described in the book is not hierarchical, so it's not having the structure of having an inner binary plus a faraway body, but is more democratic in that sense. So all the bodies are just interacting without underlying structure. This can make the overall configuration more chaotic than the example that we just discussed. So the time scale for predictability can be shorter in that respect. But to be able to claim that over seconds or minutes, there is the impossibility of determining the position and velocity and therefore the characteristics of the planet seems to be a bit of a stretch to me.
I love the fact that your conclusion is these aliens are bad at maths. They should be able to figure it out. If their computers were good enough, there wouldn't be a problem. Thanks to Dr. Annalisa Vaari from the University of Edinburgh. That's all we've got time for on More or Less this week, but please continue scouring the darkest corners of the universe for mathematical conundra for us to solve. No question is too big or too small for us to take on, so send them in to moreorless@bbc.co.uk. Until next week, goodbye.